Happy Wednesday.
What's up, everybody? It is Wednesday. What is it? 6 is June. Uh-huh. So 24 would be the 24th day of June in the year of our Lord, 2020. Mm-hmm. Whew, man, okay.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Boy, what a great time we're having. Good morning.
I'm having a great time. I'm making the best of it.
Are you?
I mean, you have to. If not, you're just going to go crazy.
But are you really having a great time? It sounds like a bit of an exaggeration.
I'm not having a great time, but I'm making the best of it. And here's why. Because you see a lot of people say that, you know what, this time off, I'm going to spend with my family and do things I never have done because guess what? Life is going to continue. Mm-hmm. Not the way we knew it, but a different kind of way. But stuff will pick back up. You see it kind of daily, but you also see it kind of revert back to like how it was in April. But it's just like, you know, the hanging out and playing with your kids and doing that kind of stuff. And I'm just doing that stuff.
Are you doing more of that than before?
100%. Yes. Yeah. Like I hate outside. I hate the heat. But
yeah,
kids, of course, don't care.
They want to be outside.
Yeah, they want to play. Yeah. So I take it for the team. So it's like doing stuff like that. Like, I'm going to remember 2020 doing stuff like that and making the best of it. You know what I'm saying?
It's okay.
Just, you got to make the best of it, man, and just tire yourself out and then just go to sleep and wake up and hopefully it's a better day.
Yeah.
It's a song, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, we heard that the coronavirus was probably going to die out in the summertime.
Yeah, the heat, huh?
The heat was going to kill it.
Not the case.
Clearly, that's not the case. However,
well,
go ahead.
We haven't hit that high heat yet, that
what?
August heat. August heat yet.
Oh, it's
no,
been in the...
No, I mean, we are... So it's
how
not
much,
even close.
How much higher do we need to hit?
Well, go ahead,
I'm
Sarah,
just
and
saying.
I'm going to give you an example after.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
We're okay.
We haven't hit that August
heat.
All
right, you ready for my example? I'm from El Paso.
Yes.
I've talked to my parents, and it's like record straight, X amount of straight days of over 100.
Yeah.
El Paso, huge, like, numbers in COVID. So, it's not... The heat ain't taking care of stuff.
Yeah.
The heat is the same in El Paso as the heat is going to be in Austin. You know what I'm saying? If the heat ain't killing it in El Paso, when it gets hot here, it ain't going to kill it.
Okay, so I guess what I'm saying is, I don't know the difference between 98 degrees and 104 degrees. You know what I mean?
104 degrees wasn't a band.
Well,
98 was. That's the difference.
Oh, hey.
There you go.
You got that?
Oh,
you got
somebody
that?
Got some jokes. Hey.
See, I'm living my best life. I'm trying.
Well, they are saying, though, and this is good, that the sun kills coronavirus on surfaces in like 34 minutes.
Oh.
So that is good.
Well, you know who's going to come in and kill that, like, theory is Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci's such a buzzkill.
No.
He's smart, but he'll come in and like say that you're wrong.
No.
Is that legit, OG?
Yeah, I think he was the one that
right.
You know, agrees with that.
All right, because everything I have hope for and stuff like that, all of a sudden you hear Dr. Fauci come out and like say complete opposite. It's like...
But that's not killing the virus being spread among people. It's just saying that it's killing the virus. It can kill the virus on surfaces within 34 minutes. So
gotcha.
That is nice.
Gotcha.
There's only a way that we can inject the sun into our
right?
Oh, good. Yeah, let me get on that.
Ooh, what if we go tanning?
Let me inject it.
Yeah, what if we go tanning?
Think about that.
Oh, man. Maybe that's the key. Except I canceled my tanning membership.
Yeah, me too.
Rest in peace, Brad Booker.
Y'all,
jeez.
That is so embarrassing.
What? Having a tanning membership?
Booker canceled his tanning membership.
Oh, dude, I remember I would pile tans on before I go on trips like to Vegas and stuff like that,
oh,
just so I blend in.
Sarah, tanning is more popular now than ever before.
Seriously.
Come on. Get with the program, pasty. All right.
Oh, my gosh.
Coming up next, I want to share with you the Jeopardy game that my mom sends me every day. See
oh,
how smart
yeah.
you are with music trivia coming up.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
In an effort to create a more sustainable menu, Starbucks has announced it will expand the availability of oat milk. It's just one of the many options they'll always be out of.
Y'all, I used to watch Jeopardy every single day, but then I cut the cord and I don't have cable anymore.
Uh-huh.
And although I can still watch shows live, I can't record.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you can't get Jeopardy on streaming platforms. Anyway, long story. Yeah. So I don't really watch it anymore. But my mom, every day virtually, will send me, because she watches it daily, any questions on Jeopardy or any game show that are music related.
Ooh.
She takes a screenshot, or I should say, she takes a picture of her TV.
Yeah.
And then sends it to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
But you can see it's like so far away.
That's so funny. Do you get them right all the time?
All the time.
Oh, does that bother her?
No, she loves it because it makes her, I think, feel smarter.
Okay.
Because she bred a son, you know, that I think as a parent, you want your kids to be super smart because it makes you feel better about yourself.
Ah, she's testing you. She's making sure you're smart, huh?
So here we go. I'm going to throw out the questions. I'm not even going to look at them. These are questions from last night that apparently she is watching this morning. So the category is reinstate songs.
Okay.
I have no idea what that means, but hopefully we'll figure it out.
All right.
Reinstate songs. Got him back in my arms again. So satisfied. Sang this trio in a 1965 chart topper. Got him back in my arms again. So satisfied. Sang this trio in a 1965 chart topper.
And you got this right?
What is the Supremes?
Wait, are you
that's
serious?
That's what I would say. I would say Stop in the Name of Love by the Supremes. And yeah.
That's not it? Or it is?
I don't know. So I'm going to guess.
Well, what's the answer?
I don't know,
Well,
Sarah.
How do you find out?
But
I
no,
have
no,
to
but I'm saying, like,
reply to my mom,
asking?
And then she will give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
No, but here's my question.
This is awesome.
Are they, you said, what is Stop in the Name of Love? But I said, what is the Supremes? But, like, are they looking for the song name or the band name?
It would be the band. Because Got Him Back in My Arms Again, So Satisfied, sang this trio in a 1965 chart topper. So I'm going to reply with Supremes.
No, you have to say, what is the Supremes?
Well, I don't have to do that with my mom. She's not as picky as Alex Trebek. All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3, They Gonna Run Back to Her. L. King's former lovers all wanted to be reinstated in this 2015 hit. What was L. King's song?
Oh. 1, 2, 3, You Gotta Come Back to Me.
That's not going
to
work.
Oh, what is X's and O's?
X's and O's.
Oh, dang,
thank you.
Sarah.
X's. All right.
What is X's and O's? Y'all have pounded this into my head and that you're not following your own rules that you have told
me. I don't know the answer, so I can't say what is blank.
Okay. Third question. I Just Called to Say I Love You, Come Back Home. She duetted with Kid Rock in the 2002 hit Picture. Sheryl Crow.
Oh, what is Sheryl Crow?
Sheryl Crow.
Who is Sheryl Crow?
Yeah, not what
is.
Yeah. All right. Oh, baby, give me one more chance.
Ding, who is Britney Spears?
No.
Oh.
No. Listen
that's
to
the Jackson 5. Oh, baby, give me one more chance.
Ding, who is the Jackson 5?
The Jackson 5 sang In This Plea, their first number one hit. Oh, baby, give me one more chance. I want you back.
In your arms.
Wait, are you serious?
I want you back. I want you
Wait,
back.
Wait, it's not that.
Yeah, it is.
No, it isn't.
Why not?
Because you didn't say it right. Ding, ding,
what
is I
want
you back.
All right, here we go. The fifth and final question. So far, I think we've got them all right.
This is good.
In the title of a 1979 number one. Oh, I got this. Peaches and Herb were this. Like East and West Germany 11 years later. What is Reunited?
Boom. We all got these.
I don't even know what you just said.
It's just
what
that
came out
I just
mouth.
Know the only song. I don't know.
Peaches
Reunited,
and Herb, right.
And it feels so good. That's all I know.
The band's name is Peaches and Herb?
Yeah.
Sarah, I don't know anything
Stop
about
it.
Them besides Reunited
and we're
feels...
understood.
I don't even know that
no,
part.
You don't know this part?
No, I just know it feels so good, and that's it.
Reunited as we understood. There's no perfect thing. And sugar, this one is it. The love of so exciting, cause we're reunited, yeah.
No, doesn't ring a bell, Sarah?
No, I know the song. I just had no idea a dude named Herb sang it.
Last night in Late Night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
When asked in a new interview if he had told staff to slow down coronavirus testing, President Trump said, quote, if we did slow it down, we wouldn't show nearly as many cases. The guy is so bad at lying. That's like if your parents asked, are you high? And you said, you know, marijuana is legal in several states.
In this day and age of equality for everybody, the things that used to be the guy responsibility are no longer the guy responsibility, right? Women are making money. Women are supporting the family. Women
don't need men anymore.
Don't need men anymore. But we still see this. I would think that the majority of the time, a man and a woman are in the car together. It's the man that's driving.
Is that just like chivalry or like
I don't know.
Like being nice. It's like you doing the work. You know, you letting that other person rest and look at Instagram on their phone.
Oh, wow. Interesting. I don't think that's the case. I think it's just that men typically feel more comfortable driving.
Right.
If it's you and your wife, Alex, are you always the one driving?
No.
No.
I love when she drives.
So 50-50?
Yeah. Before we get in the car, we always say, who wants to drive?
Really?
Yeah, but it's never like, we never think of it. But by the way, I used to date a girl that had a really sweet like red sports car that was like 5-speed manual transmission. And she was like all racy and stuff. And she'd pick me up and she drove all the time. And it drove me crazy that she wanted to drive all the time. But I love the fact we went in her sports car. I didn't know how to drive stick. And I said, hey, can I drive your car? Can I learn how to drive stick in her car? I learned, but I also destroyed her clutch in the process. And that never happened again.
Wow.
But I felt like I needed to drive because I was a man.
Right, right. Sierra, what about you and your husband?
I like it when he drives. But then on the flip, my stepdaughter, she drives everywhere. She always is like, even when she has boyfriends, she like goes and picks them up and drives them everywhere.
Yeah, because she's
it's new to them.
17 years old.
Yeah, it's like I did that too.
Right? Or 18. She's 18.
Yeah.
Kids love to drive, boy or girl, no matter what, because it's their driving. They've never done it before. That's
exactly.
Why.
Here's the thing. I used to be okay with it, and then I dated a guy that didn't own a car and know how to drive, and I had to drive him everywhere. And it was like, fine in the beginning. Like, it's cool. I'll drop you off for everything. And then I was like, I think we were driving to a wedding, and he was explaining to me how to parallel park.
Oh, no,
and
you
I was
didn't.
Already aggravated that I was driving to the wedding because it was like date night, and then it was like hard pass. Yeah. I'll let a man drive me.
All right. Well, we got Ash on the phone. Ash just had it with the fact that his girlfriend always wants to drive. What's up, man? Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
First of all, I love your name. That's a cool name, Ash.
Yeah, thanks.
Is it short for something?
No.
Oh. All right. Well, so your girlfriend insists on picking you up and driving you everywhere.
Yeah, it drives me crazy.
So literally.
She feels like,
oh, look what
yeah,
did
she,
there.
She's got to be like in charge. She's got to have the keys. Which is cool because like I can, it's like I've got a DD everywhere, but at the same time it's like a weird power thing, and I'd be fine with it if it was like 50-50, but it's like all the time. So I tried to like now I'm trying to push it and be like yeah you know I can pick you up today and nope, always insistent. It's I'm gonna come and I'm gonna pick you up.
Is she a dominating personality?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's
she's
awesome.
Kind of boss you around a little bit.
Yeah, and, you know, in some scenarios, I don't mind it, but just behind the wheel, it's like, that'd be nice to split.
See, this is how I always thought it would be if I ever dated Danica Patrick, the race car driver, because, like, she's a race car driver. She drives cars so much better than I would, and, like, who would be driving if we were dating? I always thought about that. I don't know why it was a waste of time.
Yeah, it's a big waste of time.
Because it's never going to happen.
First of all, you're married. Yeah. Second of all, she's practically married to a superstar quarterback.
Yeah.
So,
don't need me.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're good.
Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Some good news, some sad news, and some funny news. What do you want first?
Sarah, okay, you decide.
Sad get the news, sad news. News.
There you go.
Always get the sad news out of the way.
Okay. Right. Yeah, good.
Did you see that we had like 5,000 new cases of coronavirus in the state of Texas? Do y'all know that it is an incredible possibility that they're going to have to shut the state down again if we don't get our act together?
Ugh.
I mean, I go places and people are wearing masks. It's just that things are open now. So are we just not supposed to go to the restaurants that are now open? Like, you know, it's very confusing because they're saying stay at home. Don't leave the house unless you have to. Yet all these restaurants and establishments that we want to support, which are now open at 75% capacity, need our business. So what are we supposed to do? Just be like, sorry, guys, we're not leaving the house. I don't know. It's confusing.
Wear
it's
a mask.
Wear a mask. Yeah, I mean, you're in Round Rock and Williamson County hasn't gotten their act together yet. And they don't require masks, which makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, but everywhere I go, people for the most part are wearing masks, Booker.
The magic words,
for the most part. It should be 100% everywhere.
I mean, I see that in Austin also. It's just some people are just set in their ways and just have no respect for other people. But I'm not going to preach.
Yeah.
I'm just going to do my thing. I'm going to do my part and try my best. I think that's all we can do, right?
That's it. It's funny. Governor Abbott is like, there is absolutely no reason for you to leave the house unless you have to go somewhere.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah,
Exactly.
All right, so the happy news is baseball is coming back. It's going to be a 60-game schedule that will start July 23rd or 24th in empty ballparks. But, hey, I'll take it. I'm just excited to see sports of any kind coming back. The funny news is that a lot of single people have complained that they haven't been able to get it on during the lockdown, but it looks like some of them have buckled in the last few months because a new survey found 30% of people who are quarantined alone have left their house to hook up. And just half of them have also had someone over to their place. 30% of people who are self-isolating alone have had at least one video chat hookup. 78% of people who are self-isolating with a partner have been having more relations because of the lockdown. And two-thirds of people who are having more relations say boredom is the main reason. Not because you're into your partner, it's because you're just bored and there's nothing else to do.
Man, I got a friend that actually left during like the whole crisis, like flew to Nashville to go hook up. Just had to.
Oh, yeah, and how did that work out?
It worked out good. I mean, okay, knock on wood, he's all good right now. But, I mean, he got his... that stuff out of his system, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like he just, but it, yeah, he falls right into there.
And went to Nashville so someone could play with his twang.
Jesus.
Sarah, it's a country music joke.
Got it.
Miley Cyrus came out yesterday and said that she's been sober for the 6 months.
Now, that's so cool.
Really?
That's awesome. Yeah, we knew she had vocal surgery back in November. And, of course, when you have vocal surgery, you're not going to be doing a lot of smoking. And we know that, you know, right, that was her jam. And she had some downtime. So during that downtime, she kept busy by doing a little bit of family history, which she realized that there was a lot of addiction and mental health challenges. And so she says, by understanding the past, we understand the present and the future much more clearly. I think therapy is great. So she basically gave herself a little therapy session. Now we also learned that she only washed her hair twice in the last 4 months.
Okay.
That is hilarious. Okay. I mean, literally she said it's during quarantine time that she's washed her hair. I mean, she don't have to be out anywhere and see anyone. And which, by the way, women have so many more. I guess guys can use it too. But my wife, for instance, has that dry shampoo spray,
yeah,
where you spray it in and it just looks like your hair's fresh and awesome, like you just
yeah,
washed it.
But you can only go so many days with that. Like you can only like do the dry shampoo like maybe twice before your hair just gets crunchy.
And I don't know about you, I can only sanitize my hands so many times before I really need the soap.
Bro, that's exactly what I was thinking when I read the story. It's like, you know, even with Miley, when she, you know, she has shorter hair than my wife does, it's like you can easily maintain that a lot more. But still, it gets greasy after a while, no matter what you try. I mean, can you imagine?
No.
Dude, 4 months?
Nor do I want to.
No.
What year is it? Because almost 3 decades ago, Jurassic Park came out, and it is yet again number one at the box office right
now.
Welcome to Jurassic Park.
Weird.
Thanks to drive-in theaters. It earned $517,600, which, by the way, is like the saddest box office number ever. But it's still number one because it played at 230 theaters this past weekend. Jaws also screened over Father's Day weekend, and it was like right below what Jurassic Park earned. It was at 187 locations.
There's also a really cool drive-in by my mom in Buta called Docks.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So drive-in theaters are the jam right now. We actually have some here in Austin. We have the Blue Starlight Drive-In, and they've been showing Jurassic Park. They've been showing Jaws, and they have one in Austin and Round Rock. So if you haven't checked it out, I mean, the lineup, they're all old-school films, like Goonies, and it's so fun. So I know Jurassic Park is showing tonight, but at least the screenings I've seen are sold out already.
Wow.
But who knows? Maybe somebody will pull out. But there's more coming up in July.
30% of people who live alone have broken quarantine for a booty call. Miley Cyrus admits she has only washed her hair twice in the last 4 months, and Jurassic Park becomes the number one film in the United States nearly 30 years after its release, thanks to drive-ins. That is what's trending. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7 and streaming in the radio.com app. Download it right now.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
Dr. Fauci said there's a surge of coronavirus cases in Florida. Yep, the virus spent the winter in New York. Now it's spending the summer in Florida. It's basically the opposite of my grandma.
Guys, if you're single and own a cat, keep it far, far away from any photos.
Oh, that's messed up, man.
I'm not saying women post all the cat content you see online, but they're kind of the target market, so this kind of just seems unfair. A new study found women find men less attractive if they're into cats.
Wow, I got three guy friends that are into cats, or not even into them. I mean, they own them. Like, I have one, my boy Shane, he has a cat that he's had forever. My buddy Zach, I think, has like two or three. My buddy Carlos has two or three.
And are they all single?
Yep.
And Carlos is single, and Shane is, I don't know, he's maybe single, he may not be.
He's not married.
He's dating. No, he's not married, you're absolutely right. Zach's doing all right, he's married. But is he still? It's
but
been
is
a while.
The cat his or his wife?
Oh, no, straight up his, bro.
Oh, straight up his.
Like, that was his road dog. Like, he, like, rolled with that thing in the center console.
Not
of his
a
vehicle.
Road dog. It's a road cat.
That's funny.
I mean, I'll be honest. When I was dating and a guy said he had a pet, if he had a cat, I was going to be like, oh.
Sarah, that's really messed up, dude. Cats are cool now, dude.
I mean, I think that they're definitely getting cooler. I know a lot of guys with cats. I know a lot of single guys with cats, actually. And it's not a deal breaker by any means. Mm-hmm. It's just not like, you know, like if they're like, oh, you have this cool dog, like that makes me like, ooh. If they have a cat, it's like, all right, we'll deal with it.
Poor cats.
Researchers at Colorado State University took photos of various men, one by themselves, one of them holding a cat. Then over 700 women rated the photos. Oh. And when men were holding cats, they were seen as less masculine and less dateable.
Wow. Yeah.
It applied to both short-term and long-term relationship potential. So they were less dateable across the board. And they were seen as more neurotic when holding a cat.
Wow.
Wow. I get all of that.
You do?
I really do. I feel bad, but it's true. I mean, I do think that the narrative is changing. A couple of my friends, they just got a cat that showed up at their house. This cat acts like a dog. They put it on a leash. They take it everywhere.
Dude.
And it rides on that, what is it, the glove box or the armrest in between the front and left?
The center console.
You know, the
seats. Yeah.
Oh, my God. The cat just sits there like a dog would and just, loves long road trips. And I'm like, okay, see, that cat's cool. It's on a cat-by-cat basis.
There was one key demographic that didn't care. Women who described themselves as a cat person were just as likely to say a guy was dateable whether he was holding a cat or not. In other words, it didn't hurt their chances with women who love cats, but it also didn't help either. So what I'm saying is there is virtually no instance where holding a cat in a dating profile is going to increase your chances of getting a date.
His current record is 1,428 wins with just 123 losses. This morning, Sarah and I are reading for Adam. Adam lives in Georgetown, makes a commute to Northwest Austin where he works in the mortgage industry. Let's welcome him to Austin's favorite game.
Dance, Beast, Booker!
Adam!
Hey!
What's up, my man?
Hey there, guys.
Let's play. Can't be Booker, okay? I'm going to leave the room right now to make it fair while Sarah asks you the five pop culture trivia questions that she has written. Whenever you are done, I'll be back to answer the same five, and whoever gets more right is going to win, okay?
Sounds great.
All right, good luck.
All right, Adam. Mr. Brad Booker is out the door.
I am ready.
All right, question number one. Riverdale stars were all accused of sexual assault. There's four of them or harassment on anonymous Twitter accounts. Two of the members of the show have now denied it. Riverdale is an American teen drama TV series based on what comic characters?
Oh, gosh. Superman.
Okay. Mindy Kaling is 41 years old today. What was the name of her sitcom that she starred in that had her name in it?
The Mindy Project.
All right. So Fergie and the Black Eyed Peas apparently are still cool. Will.i.am says, we love her. She's just focusing on being a mom. Can you name one of the other members of the Black Eyed Peas? So not Fergie or Will.i.am, but one of the other two members.
I got nothing.
Okay. So the series premiere of Celebrity Show Off was on TBS last night. Mayim Bialik hosted it, and it's a viral video competition with celebrity guests like Diplo and Ja Rule. And last night, they had the singer that sings I'm Yours and The Remedy, and he also grows avocados. Who's that?
Jason Mraz.
And finally, Rolling Stone put together a list of the 15 best shows of 2020 so far. And High Fidelity on Hulu is on the list, and it's a flipped version. So in the TV version, it's Zoe Kravitz playing the lead. Who was the lead in the OG movie?
Brad Pitt.
All right, we'll bring him back in.
Booker! Hey.
Hi.
How'd it go?
He got two.
Two rides.
That's hard. It's hard today.
Oh, man. Okay.
So, Riverdale stars were all accused of sexual assault. There's four of them or harassment on anonymous Twitter accounts. Two of the members of the show have now denied it. Riverdale is an American teen drama TV series based on what comic characters?
I saw something about it. The only reason I know this is because I saw something about it. I don't know anything about comics, but I think it's Archie.
Yes, it is Archie.
Wow.
Mindy Kaling is 41 years old today. What is the name of the sitcom that she starred in that also had her name in the title?
Oh, I watched it, I think, right? Didn't I watch it, Sarah?
I don't think you did.
Oh, I didn't. I watched it. I love the show that she produced with that girl, the teen
still
show.
Still doesn't
I don't
give
know.
Me the answer.
Mindy Kaling's
you're
Great Big Show.
You guys acting like you're a couple. You're like,
didn't we watch that together? I don't
it's
know.
It's called The Mindy Project.
The Mindy Project, yes. Oh, that's correct.
So Fergie and the Black Eyed Peas are still cool. Will.i.am says, quote, we love her. She's focusing on being a mom. Can you name one of the other Black Eyed Peas members?
Yeah, of course. Apple the App. That's who I actually have a folder with all my iPhone apps in it. It's called the Apple the Apps.
Seriously? Dude.
Look.
Wow.
Apple the Apps.
Wow. At least you made Adam laugh.
Thank you.
Last night, there was a weird new show on TBS called Celebrity Show Off, hosted by Mayim Bialik. And it was a viral video competition featuring celebrity guests like Diplo, Ja Rule, and the dude that sings I'm Yours and The Remedy and also grows avocados.
Oh, that's how I know him. Yeah, Jason Mraz.
It's so
the avocado guy.
It's the most random thing that I laugh
We've
every
been saying
time.
That for years. Does he still?
No, he 100% has like feels. I mean, bro.
100% still.
Like, dude, I wish I grew avocados, bro. Yeah. They're so expensive.
Yeah. There's no way if you had gotten into the avocado game like 10 years ago, there's no way you've gotten out of it.
Gotten into the avocado game. That is hilarious. But, dude, you could bang.
Can you grow avocados in a garden?
Dude, I have one in my backyard.
Oh, you do?
I planted a tree. I bought it. The size of my passenger seat in my car, my sedan. I brought it home from Lowe's. And right now, and this was like 2 years ago, right now in my backyard, bro, it's huge and I have like 10 avocados growing.
Holy guacamole.
Holy guacamole.
Oh my God. I got my money back, bro. I mean,
that's
avocado's
awesome.
Like $3, dude. I mean, I got my money back. It was a $17 plant.
That's incredible.
Okay.
I'm Jason Mraz.
Yeah. Rolling Stone put together a list of the 15 best shows of 2020 so far. And on that list is High Fidelity on Hulu. I've heard really good things about it. Zoe Kravitz is the lead. They kind of flipped the roles. In the original movie, it was a guy who was the lead. Who's that?
Is it the same guy from Say Anything? I don't know.
John Cusack.
John Cusack! Yes, it was! I was right! I just could not think of his name to save my life.
And I'm sure there's a connection and someone who's like watching it, but Lisa Bonet was also in that, and she, of course, is the mother of Zoe Kravitz.
Right.
And also Jack Black was in that.
Okay. Yeah. Wait, in the movie? Oh, yeah. All right, well,
so
thanks
you got
a
three,
lot.
Three, right.
And you got two, right?
Yes.
Adam?
Man, Adam, so close. This was a tough one for both of y'all.
Very tough. Yeah, those were hard questions.
This is Adam from Georgetown, and I cannot be Booker.
Oh, good try.
Obscure on this one, Sarah. Coming up next, y'all, it's Miss Connections. Rob is interested in the bartender, but was a little too gun-shy and did not ask her out.
He was social distancing, bro.
That's right. So we've got Elise on the phone. We're going to see if he's interested in going out. It's Miss Connections with Booker, Alex, and Sarah. And it's on the way next on Mix 94.7 and streaming in the Radio.com app.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
The watch will use motion to detect hand washing and then use audio to confirm it by listening for running water or the squishing of soap.
Just when I thought Apple's best days were behind them, they come up with this because I am sick and tired of singing happy birthday every time I wash my hands, mainly because it makes me hungry for birthday cake. So then I eat a birthday cake, but then I get icing on my hands, which means I gotta go wash my hands again, which makes me want more birthday cake, and now I have diabetes.
Someone caught your eye? Booker, Alex, and Sarah will track them down. It's time for Missed Connections on Mix 94.7.
Can't believe we're already out there doing it. We're dating again, which means we're missing out on opportunities. And if you need our help at tracking someone down, we're here. Alex and Sarah, say hi to Rob.
What up?
Hi.
Rob. Hey, guys.
What's up, Rob?
Yeah, so I was at this bar, just out with some friends. We're, you know, having a good time, and I couldn't take my eyes off the bartender. And I think her name is Elise.
Uh-huh.
And she was working, like, really hard, just making sure, you know, everyone was following the rules. And, you know, I was just really impressed. Even the way, like, she just carried herself, you know, it was just really, like, it was cool.
Did you flirt with her at all?
I didn't talk to her because, you know, most of my friends did the ordering. And, no, I would have, but, you know, I didn't have, you know, enough liquid courage.
She will have no recollection of you whatsoever.
I mean, she might. I mean, we were pretty, you know, our group was pretty memorable. We were having a good time.
Fortunately, it was one of the bars that did not get shut down by TABC. Four of them in Austin were suspended their licenses. Like, you know, it looks like that at least one of them might actually go out of business now.
Wow.
Because they're like, you know, we were closed all this time. We finally reopened. Now you're going to shut us down for a month. Anyway, unrelated to this one, we got her on the phone, but apparently it took a while.
Well, because she works a bunch of different jobs and no one was quite sure what shift she was going to work. So we had to call the bar a couple times to ask for her, but we finally got her on the phone. But it was hard.
Hey, Elise.
Hey. Hi.
Good morning. Hey, thank you for agreeing to come on with us. So we got Rob on the phone, and Rob contacted us for our misconnection segment. He said that he and his friends were at your bar, and although you probably did not talk to him, he was very impressed with the way you carried yourself.
And your mask.
He said you're very attractive and was hoping that maybe we could kind of coordinate a meeting up. I know this is very bizarre, but maybe there's something we can do here to get you guys connected, even if it's just maybe exchanging numbers.
You know, right now I'm basically just hustling with Uber Eats, you know, the bar, and I've got this side job on Etsy selling jewelry, and
it's a lot.
Okay.
So I've got a lot going on. I don't know.
Well, he said that you just had a really good vibe about you. Rob, you could say something.
Yeah, no, I mean, I appreciate the nice words, and I don't know. The last thing I can do right now is kind of expose myself to someone new.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to get sick and not be able to work.
Yeah, it sounds like you have 82 jobs. So.
No joke. Well, good for you, though.
Yeah. I mean, this is really, you know, flattering, but I don't really want to go on dates anytime soon. Mm-hmm. So I'm really sorry. And I mean, it's really nice. It's really nice, but I don't want, you know, not interested. I don't want to get sick.
It's funny when guys get the wind taken out of their sails that we clam up immediately. Like, Rob's like, don't want to say anything here.
Well, what's he supposed to say?
I know, exactly. I mean, it sucks.
It's been so long since, you know, it was.
Hey, look, it was worth a shot. And Elise did say that she was flattered.
Yeah, it's really nice. I mean, especially, I had a mask on, so thanks.
That's funny.
Well, you do sound adorable. Maybe, you know, at some point.
Bro, quit trying.
Introduce yourself next time you go into the bar, Rob.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now you have a story.
Yeah, there's a story.
Yep.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry it didn't work out, but continued success for you, Elise. Sounds like you're hustling.
Yeah. I mean, I have to right now, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Especially going months without an income or a limited income. It's got to be difficult.
Yeah, it's been really, I didn't really plan for this, you know?
No one did.
So I don't know anyone who did.